This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
At the box office, Oppenheimer opening, a lot of conversation about that. I was at the gym and I heard two guys behind me, probably about 23 years old, and they were wrestling with the idea of, did they have to go with the girlfriends to Barbie or were they going to Oppenheimer? And they all wanted to see both, and I just chuckled to myself. Hey, hey, America and beyond our borders, how are you? A little bit hot? You know, we got that question, how hot are you? And I think some of you, with your sarcastic, funny nature, are picking up on it and sending me your punchlines to how hot are you. We have a poll that pits Biden versus Trump, which, no shock, because we think this is what it's going to end up to be. But what does this poll show? We'll talk about that. I just had a long conversation, and hopefully we're going to have a couple of people from SAG-AFTRA, an actor or two, come on and tell us what's happening in that strike as they're picketing in New York and in Los Angeles. Why do you care? Because I'm kind of betting, especially with the way the weather is, a lot of you like to surf on the couch. And that means programming will be limited because I don't see an end in sight to what's happening. Part of the problem is the AI question and how it affects actors and how it affects writers. I'll peel that back a little bit from a meeting that I was thrilled to be a part of, and there were some actors there and what they had to say about it. That's coming up later this hour. And then also, hey, World Cup is underway, Women's World Cup. I was a guest on a global network tonight, asking me about America, asking me about American soccer, and do we support the women? Do men and women support soccer? And how do we feel about it? And what happens if the U.S. three-peats? It's never been done, period, by the men or the women. And how big would that be? And are people in the U.S. watching? So we'll talk about that in our second hour when we jump into the man cave a little bit more. But first, let's talk about this massive fire and these explosions near the Phoenix airport. You know, I've been talking about Arizona a lot because it is the center of really these triple digit temperatures, even though it's hot there. It's so many days in a row. So you have fire crews that are fighting 119 degree heat just a little while ago, still in the 90s, and you had this massive fire and these explosions, and so many planes go through that airport. And what it was a propane tanks blasted into the air, and it was just sky high on fire, just on fire, smoke billowing all over the place. So there were some evacuations that had to happen, including there was a animal welfare league that had to evacuate. And of course, the Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport had to close one of its entrances because to be safe from the flames and from the smoke and anything else that was, you know, happening. So the explosive fire caused serious problems for the crews who had to, of course, around the blaze, and they have to lessen the intensity of that kind of a fire so they can turn off the gas. How are you going to turn off the gas if you can't even get to it? Well, yeah, I mean, bravo, and I say this all the time, to what firefighters do, but those first responders using ladder pipes to do what they could to fire massive streams of water from above in a really scary situation. Again, because of how it just immediately was out of control, and knowing that you got to shut that off. So that's one thing that happened because of the heat and how it affected some of the people that were trying to get into the airport, and then now it's kind of like the aftermath of it and figuring out some of what happened, and it's kind of still the tail end of that cleanup, if you will, right? Looking into it and whatnot. Just this weird propane accident. So in the meantime, the other thing that is fueling, I think, our conversations, again, the heat, of course, there is some conversation about World Cup soccer and the women and how they'll do in the tournament. And then there's conversation about the movies and Oppenheimer and will you go and see that? Will you go and see Mission Impossible, which has only been out now in its, I guess, second week? And where do you go from there? Well, in the meantime, we still have this crazy story about Travis King. Do you know that name? He's a U.S. soldier who put himself on tour, in a tour, to go to the DMZ. He had come out of a prison in South Korea, and he ran across the border. He ran across the border, and it was shocking. It was the whys, and is he mentally not right? Is he not fit? What happened there? And, of course, that's part of it. I mean, he's an Army private second class. And he joined in 2021, so he completed a 50-day hard labor, they call it, sentence in South Korea for assault and some other offenses. So the U.S. military personnel escorted him to the airport to be flown to the United States. He was supposed to return for administrative separation, or what we call discharge from the military, but he didn't get on that flight. He hasn't served on combat deployments, and he was receiving the medals that you normally get, the what they call perfunctory awards, so he was getting those. His mother says she had recently talked to her son and was stunned by his actions, and she said, I can't see him doing anything like that. So why did he cross into North Korea? What was the motivation for doing that? Visiting the joint security area separating the North and the South on an orientation tour. Clearly, they're trying to figure out what happened. I mean, even the Defense Secretary, Lloyd Austin, said the same thing. They don't know. They're trying to learn. That why would they willfully and without authorization, why would King cross the military demarcation line during a tour? And then what is the U.S. supposed to do about that? And we don't have a relationship with North Korea. In the past, Sweden, which has diplomatic relations with North Korea, has tried to facilitate the efforts because we're trying to get him back. Do we know his condition? Do we know where he is? Does the White House know? Nobody's saying at this point, nobody is saying what's going on. King is the first American known to be detained in North Korea in nearly 5 years. We've just scratched the surface. What's going on post-flooding in the Northeast? Next.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Dennis. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
Beginning of the week when we saw the awful floodwaters that hit in a couple of different places. You know, Kentucky got nailed by it. We had places in the Carolinas that got nailed by it. And certainly across the Northeast, there was rounds of flooding. And New England, same thing now. It's slowed down. But then what's the aftermath? I think that's what some of us forget. I mean, I know I would be guilty of this, right? Oh, the waters are receding. But because I've covered it too much and because I've seen it, I always am aware of what's lurking beneath and then how far, you know, how long until the waters really recede. So, for example, the U.S. Coast Guard issued a marine weather statement. And what is that? It just tells boaters and swimmers, look, there's a debris field in the Long Island Sound between New York and Connecticut, and that's part of what resulted from the recent flooding. So you got logs, you got trees, you got docks that are still tethered to boats that broke free of banks, and marinas along the flooded rivers washed into that sound. And I was looking at some of those photos. Yikes. So there was like, there was a photo that I saw of docks with at least six boats attached that broke away from a place called Glastonbury Marina on the Connecticut River. And I know we have listeners in Connecticut. You know exactly what I'm talking about. And it just, and you can live anywhere in the country and you can get it floating. It's just floating down river. Just a boom. It's gone. It's floating down river. But you could see that. So if I was boating and I was somewhere, hopefully I'd be paying attention. Look, oh, look at the pontoon, and there's other speedboats. That's crazy. But even bigger is what's beneath the surface that could snag jet skis, swimmers, unsuspecting boaters. And that's what is dangerous, because what it does to motors and what it can do to somebody who's speeding, you know, in the water. And you have the silt suspended in the flood water that has made it easier to hide some of those dangers. And there, you know, there's posts out there, and people will do it anyway because it's the summertime. But you'll see the posts. I was looking through Twitter today, and it was saying, it's so bad, don't even try it at this point because you'll hit something. You'll hit something. And that's what's happening. So swimmers are trying to warn other people, trying to say, look, I was in the water. I probably shouldn't have been in the water. I saw probably a 40 to 50 foot tree or two that floated by. Then somebody else talked about being passed by a 100 pound propane tank. Yikes. And what's interesting is the Sound is usually a safe body of water, right? It's between Connecticut and Long Island, New York. And it, again, shields boaters from the rough Atlantic waves. That's why it's a Sound. We have them all over the United States in different places. But it, they say it could take up to 2 weeks, 2 weeks for it to be sorted out. You know, that bad. Then you look at Vermont. 9 inches of rain fell across that state. So you had swelling rivers, swamping lowlands. And the flooding was second only to the Vermont flood of, you ready for this, 1927. Pennsylvania, we know the people that died. 7 inches of rain fell in Pennsylvania in 45 minutes. 45 minutes. So pay attention. You know, and I will admit it, I was somebody who didn't, because I'm running around, you're doing your things. I wouldn't say I was paying heavy attention to the weather until it came to the point where I was sitting down and prepping for this show or other shows I've done in the past. But I pay attention to the weather now. I have alerts. I'm hooked into the county. I pay attention to what they're saying because it's that easy for the situation to change. I mean, for goodness sake, if in Pennsylvania in 45 minutes they can get 7 inches of rain, where could you possibly be when that might happen? It's like you don't be freaked out, but you have a plan. That what if I get stuck in this? What happens if I get stuck in this? I saw the craziest, I think, comment I've ever seen. I'm trying to get this man on the show, but he was talking about the tornado in North Carolina that damaged the Pfizer plant. And that, now, by the way, that's super critical. And what is that going to do to anesthesia in the hospitals because of how much they pump out of there? They normally provide huge amounts of medicine to U.S. hospitals, so that's a problem. And the twister just, boom, touchdown right midway between Rocky Mount is what it's called. Well, but I saw this guy talk about it, and you could see he was this manly man, like big guy, big shoulders. And he's talking about, and you can see him kind of shaking, saying that he's never been so scared in his life. Why? Because it was the rare day off. He's on a golf course, and all of a sudden this thing is bearing down on him, and he has no idea what to do. You're in a golf cart. You look behind you, and you see a giant twister. What do you do? I mean, do you try to outrun it? Do you go to the right? Do you go to the left? And, of course, then trees were falling around him and others too. So how awful would that feeling be to be trapped like that? And the National Weather Service said that the damage in North Carolina was consistent with an EF3 tornado. You know what EF3 is? About 150 miles an hour. Oof. Wow. So 3 people injured in the tornado, 2 of them with life-threatening injuries. And then there was another county, Nash County, where 13 people were injured. 89 different kinds of structures were damaged. Damaged, right? But structures are one thing. People and people getting injured is completely, completely different. And I mentioned that forecasters, or I will mention this, expect up to 10 inches of rain yet that could fall on parts of Kentucky, Illinois, and Missouri, where the Ohio and Mississippi rivers converge. And that storm system is moving Thursday and Friday over New England, where the ground is saturated because of the recent floods that they've had there. It was a sad story about in Connecticut, the mother and the 5-year-old daughter, they died. They were swept down a swollen river. In Pennsylvania, they were searching for 2 children that were caught in a flash flood on Saturday night, and still there. There is no word on that. There's no word on that as of late on Thursday. So there are people dealing with some serious things here. No question about it. It's just when you're out and you're living your life and you're doing whatever it is that you're doing, you know, did the people at Pfizer know that was going to slam into the Pfizer plant? No. Did the people on the golf course realize that was going to happen to them? No. It's the question of what do I do if I find myself in this situation? What do I do? We like to talk about polls on this show. And, you know, somebody told me once upon a time, you can take a poll and twist it in a lot of different directions. And there is some truth to that, to be sure. But there are polls that try to be not slanted right or left or anywhere in any direction. And they just put it out there and see what they get. They go fishing. They just throw it out. Throw the bait out, get the people in, see what they say. So there's a new Monmouth University poll. And in this poll, they are saying or suggesting that the former President Donald Trump would easily be beaten by President Joe Biden in a 2024 rematch of the 2020 presidential election, even if Senator Joe Manchin, a Democrat from West Virginia, decided to throw his hat into the ring in a third-party bid. So what does that mean? The national survey was of 910 voters. 47% of the voters said they would definitely or probably support Biden, while 40% said they would back Trump. The Monmouth poll was on the heels of the Trump announcement that he would soon probably be indicted for the third time this year, and that would be on his role in the January 6th Capitol riot. So that was right when that was coming out. That can skew things a little bit, right? But it's so interesting to watch. Like I say, we could all just shake the magic eight ball and say, ask again later. I think it's too tight. I think it's too tight to call, and it's too early to call. But I just wanted to let you know what's out there, what is being talked about in your neck of the woods and mine. We're talking about UC and a former soccer player for New Zealand, how she dealt with it next.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. As President Biden continues to tout how great the economy is, pre-owned home sales are in a slump, but new home sales are making a jump. The National Association of Realtors says sales of pre-owned homes last month dropped almost 20% from June 2022, the biggest drop since 2009. This as D.R. Horton, the nation's largest home builder, is reporting a 37% jump in new home sales over this time last year. Senate Republicans held a press conference Thursday on the topic of humanitarian conditions at the border under President Biden's administration. Oklahoma Republican Senator James Lankford calls it a crisis.
This is a national security issue because we have more and more people that are crossing the border that are not from our region, that are literally come from all over the world, facilitated by the cartels.
Tim Berg, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Ulcerative colitis. You know, more than 600,000 people live with it. Joining us this time around, I am thrilled to welcome to the show two-time Olympian and professional soccer commentator Rosie White, who probably is going to have a lot to say about what's coming up with women's soccer in her country and in Australia. We'll talk about that at the tail end of it. And esteemed gastroenterologist Bincy Abraham. We're just going to call her Doc for short. She is definitely well known. I know some people that know her in Houston. So how about that for a coincidence? And seriously, this is a disease. I know I have friends that have it that's really, really tough. And Rosie, I mentioned, you know, obviously you're a two-time Olympian, professional soccer player in the National Women's Soccer League. You did that. I can remember you with the UCLA Bruins. It was a lot of fun to watch you there. And you were managing UC. How tough is that?
Hi. Thank you for having us on. I'm super excited to be talking about this on behalf of Bristol Myers Squibb. I'm obviously a UC patient and have been navigating this disease for over a decade. And it has been super tough, and I think it's taken me a long time to start feeling comfortable talking about this disease. But I'm really excited that we get the opportunity to encourage others to start having more honest and open conversations. That's definitely been a huge part of my journey, is coming to terms with that and learning how to talk to my healthcare professional and find the right treatment options and ultimately try and find a symptom-free lifestyle.
Yeah, so for you, what is the goal of supporting you with the UC campaign? Because you have a name and there's a lot of great doctors like Dr. Abraham behind this as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, again, the goal is really to encourage UC patients to be able to talk about their symptoms and share their symptoms with their loved ones, with their healthcare professionals. And the Supporting You with UC.com website hosts a bunch of really helpful information, treatment options. It shares my story. And I think, you know, when you're diagnosed with a disease, I didn't have a clue what UC was, and the first thing you do is Google it, which is always a terrifying thing to do with any disease. Don't recommend it. So it's a helpful place to be able to, you know, find trusted information that is a little more clear and supportive specifically for UC.
Yeah. So Doc, what Rosie just said there, what is UC and who is typically diagnosed with it?
Yeah, so UC or ulcerative colitis is actually a type of chronic inflammatory bowel disease that causes inflammation and ulcers even in the colon or the large intestine. And with this disease, patients can have symptoms such as diarrhea, blood in the stools, urgency or having to rush to the bathroom, or even abdominal pain, along with other symptoms as well. Unfortunately, ulcerative colitis can affect any age group, but most commonly affects the young adulthood, meaning approximately the ages between 15 and 30. So as you can imagine, having a chronic disease diagnosed so early in your lifetime, having to deal with it for the rest of their life can be burdensome. However, there are treatment options to get that under control, and so our patients can actually lead a normal life.
Yes. So Rosie, for you, and you said it, it's terrifying because you started Googling around when you were diagnosed or trying to figure out what it was. So especially playing soccer, as you would call it from New Zealand, football, what steps did you do to manage your condition?
Yeah, it is scary. And I think for a lot of young people, I had just moved from New Zealand to go to UCLA. I was playing collegiate soccer and also playing on the New Zealand national team at the time when I first started feeling symptoms when I was 19 years old. I'd never dealt with any serious health issues before. Again, had no idea what UC was. And it's super alarming to be confronted with something that you're going to have to deal with for the rest of your life. And I definitely did not come to terms with that for a long time. And again, the biggest steps and the biggest strides that I've taken is learning how to have the conversations earlier. I fell into the habit of waiting until my symptoms got so bad that it was really debilitating to me before I asked for help. So I think like what I want to encourage others to do is not wait until it gets so bad that you're going to end up in the hospital, which is what happened to me, and try and get on top of it earlier. And I think the communication is really, really important, and kind of taking the burden off your own shoulders a little bit and sharing what's going on, so that you can get help earlier, and try and get on top of it. And there is options. So I think, for patients understanding that there are treatment options to try and find remission.
Yeah, so Dr. Abraham, along those same lines, I think that's what some people are petrified about. What's going to happen to me? What is this? So what are some of those multiple treatment options that people can turn to when they have this disease, when they find out they have it?
Yeah, so actually right now we have way more treatment options than when I first started practicing gastroenterology, so which is actually great news for our patients. That way we can actually personalize the treatment to the patient that's sitting in front of us. There are IV infusion or intravenous infusion options. There are subcutaneous injection options, as well as oral medication options, you know, such as Zeposia, where we're speaking today on behalf of. So with these options, what I typically like to do is look at the patient in totality. What does their disease look like? How severe is their disease? Where is their disease location? What are the patient's general lifestyle requirements? Do they travel a lot? Are they in school? What actually works best for them? You know, an infusion versus an oral medication to kind of fit with their lifestyle. We look at the mechanism of action of the different medications that we have, look at the benefits versus risk, and actually based on a shared decision-making type of profile, when we have that discussion, we actually choose the best medicine out there for the patient and in hopes that that will get their disease under control, get them into complete remission, which is will be our ultimate goal, so that patients can lead a completely normal life despite having this disease.
Yeah. Wow. So that's great, great news. And I mentioned this at the top. Coming up is World Cup soccer for the women. 10 stadiums, 6 in Australia, 4 in New Zealand, Rosie's home country. She played for the national team. You're going to be there commentating at this year's Women's World Cup. So what are some of your predictions for the games? Which, by the way, New Zealand, Group A, baby, kicking things off.
I'm really excited about it. It's such a huge opportunity to have the World Cup being hosted in your home nation. It's such a huge honor, and I'm so glad that I get to be a part of it and get to be part of the broadcasting team. I'm obviously going to be super biased. I played for the New Zealand team for 10 years, and a lot of those players are my close friends, so I'm going to be rooting for them 100%. But I'm so excited to be a spectator and get to enjoy such a huge and exciting event in my home country.
Yeah, so will you do a little pep talk for some of your friends before all of this? Will you make the rosy appearance and kind of lift them up?
I've got tabs on them. We've been talking. They're all in camp already, playing games, training, getting prepared. So I will hopefully get to spend some time with them and soak it up with them for sure.
Well, certainly enjoy that. And Doc, where can everybody go to learn more?
Yes, you can go to supportingyouwithuc.com, where the website can help get you correct information on the disease and have questions to discuss with your healthcare providers as well to find a great option for you for treatment.
All right, Rosie, enjoy the World Cup. I'll be watching, so will be a lot of people. And top gastro doc, Abraham, keep doing what you do. Thanks, both of you.
Thank you for having us.
Wow, so interesting to have the chance to talk to her. And there's a lot of buildup for the World Cup soccer, and obviously we've already had some results. New Zealand, who Rosie played for that team, New Zealand beat Norway 1-0, which is a big deal because Norway was expected to win that. Australia edged out Ireland in their opener in their particular group. And Nigeria held Canada to a 0-0 draw in the World Cup opener. And everybody's wondering about the United States. And, of course, the United States will play on it would be Friday night here. The U.S. takes on Vietnam in Eden Park. There'll be like 40,000 some fans that will be on hand for that. And then earlier in the day, you've got really early, like in the middle of the night, Spain and Costa Rica, the Philippines and Switzerland as well. Somebody asked me the global network that I was on, one of the questions they asked me is, what's the expectation for how many people will watch World Cup soccer, the Women's World Cup soccer? In 2019, when the U.S. women won, it was 1.12 billion people that watched. 1.12 billion people that watched, because it's the whole world, right? And they're hoping or thinking that it'll be 2 billion people that will watch this next time, as of what's happening right now, that there would be 2 billion people that would watch. So it is pretty interesting to see that more people are supporting it. And, of course, football, a.k.a. soccer and other places in the world, is very, very big. And it's that whole American pride thing, or whatever country that you're from, that makes you, I think, watch some of these international competitions, even if it's something you don't normally watch. All right, coming up next, we hit the mailbag. Questions from A to Z.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
What? Dig in the mailbag.
Right in. We've got a few newbies here. It seems like every day we're collecting new people, and thank you for that. I say this probably a couple of times a month, but we do have such a big audience that likes to jump in through the miracle of virtual mail, and I love it because you're so thoughtful, you're paying attention, you're listening at different times, sometimes live, but then you nod off, you're there for 1 hour, you come back in another hour, or you miss something, and I think it's just absolutely awesome. All right, this one is from Dean, who says, "Yo, Kate, I like the show. My son actually was listening to your show, and he remembers hearing you on NBC and told me a little bit about your sports background. I thought that was intriguing, and I started to listen to you. And I think other people have said this, but sometimes you just make me laugh out loud, make me think, and then make me wonder what is going on in this country. And we listen to you on 990 AM as we are just outside of New Orleans, and we can hear you on that station. We listen to that station a lot and listen to some other people too as well. So, you know, here's the thing. I'm looking at what is, I'm looking at now what the future holds. And what the future holds, I don't understand. So when I say that, And my son, who's in his early 20s, asks this all the time. Why aren't there more younger people running for the highest office in the land? I mean, you want to serve people. If you want to serve people and truly you look at what you think some of the solutions would be to Congress maybe working together better, coming up with ways to figure out what can happen in a better direction than where we are now. And I honestly told him that who wants that job when they see what happens to the people who get that job, where they're constantly being either investigated, harangued, being attacked, whatever it is, and they can't even unite their own parties. It's just a different world. It is a very, very different world, and I just wonder about the future. I mean, it used to be that thing where you could tell who might run, and this was their lifelong dream, and no matter what criticism, whatever was happening, they were there because they had that heart to want to serve. And I just wonder about that now. And you look at Trump and you look at Biden, and I'm not an ageist. I'm in my early 60s, but there isn't any fresh blood, somebody amazing, someone that was mentored, somebody that has that will to serve, that can step up and change the course of where we seem to be headed, which is like a financial iceberg, a cultural iceberg, and so many other things. All right, so Dean, thanks for that lengthy email. You were obviously thinking about it, and it makes sense, right? Because you have a kid or kids, and they're asking questions, which is good because they can vote, and you look at the landscape, and it is an interesting question, isn't it? It's funny because your email, Dean, was timely. I was thinking about when I was a kid, when I was like a teenager, then on, and how I couldn't wait to have the right to vote. And I've said this before, in my house, you could talk about politics, but you had to have an opinion, you'd back it up. Even if you didn't agree with everyone else, it was fine. That's what we were encouraged to do. And I loved history, and I loved hearing about the presidents, like memorizing things about the founding fathers. And because I lived so close to where the Declaration of Independence was signed in Philadelphia, I used to go there all the time. And I think, and it's still when I go to the Constitution Center, I think about, wow, what a privilege it would be to be in that position. Imagine the beginnings of this country and then having to take the reins further into it, and decade after decade, and look where we are now. I mean, you know, why is it that, why are we in that spot? I mean, wouldn't it be great if there was just an avalanche of incredible, incredibly qualified, unbelievable choices, and it's like, oh, this is the worst. We can't even decide who we want. We are so flush with incredible minds. You know, we could talk about this for hours on end. So you definitely struck a chord or a note with me. Let's put it that way. But I think it is absolutely, if he can weather the challenges, the legal challenges, I think it's going to be Trump for the Republicans, and it's going to be Biden. It is going to be this part two again. Absolutely. All right. Let's bounce out to Jared, who says, Kate, wow, the stuff that's happening in Ukraine, I have to tell you, when the Russians jumped in and so much of the world responded with whatever they could do with any kind of military aid other than actually physically doing, you know, being part of the war, I thought somehow, and it looked like it, that they're going to push back Russia. Russia's going to just give up. And sure enough, here we are, where we'll probably go back in through this year and go into a second year of this. And you see all the things that are happening. Where does this end? When does this end? And how many people are affected by it? And the answer is a lot of people are affected by it, not just the people in Ukraine and Russia and the bordering countries. It's the world being affected. Yeah. Honestly, when this first happened, I looked at it, I thought, maybe 6 months. But then realizing that Putin is like a dog with a bone, he's not giving up. Do you think he wants to pull out? No. So Russia pounded Ukraine's southern cities. That just happened, including the port city of Odessa, which with drones and missiles for a third consecutive night in a wave of strikes this week that has destroyed some of their critical grain export infrastructure. And so what does that mean? And there were a couple of people that were killed, by the way, and Moscow said this was retribution for an attack that damaged a crucial bridge between Russia and Moscow. So what it means is, with the grain situation, is that at least 60,000 tons of grain were destroyed. I mean, just completely destroyed. Burned. So they withdrew from the grain agreement, that was Russia, and they're burning the grain. And you know how many people will die as a result of that who need to survive on that? A lot. That's the answer. A lot. I don't see an end anytime soon. And it's different than what I pictured in the very beginning of this. And some of the military people that we had on, same thing with them. They were not thinking that this was going to continue to go on and on and on and on. All right, this is from Dylan. And Dylan says, "Hi, Kate and America Tonight listeners. Boy, I remember you talking about FTX and what happened there. Sam Bankman-Fried and some of the others that were hanging out on that island and just having the time of their lives until they were caught in the middle of it. I'm just wondering how soon before more lawsuits happen and this dweeby guy who somehow had the world by a tail and was really hoodwinking people, how long until SBF is sued?" Well, the answer to that question is easy. Definitely, Sam has been sued, is being pursued. And then you've got this other situation where FTX is suing him and some of the others to recoup $1 billion that they say was misappropriated before FTX went bankrupt. How was it misappropriated? Luxury condos, political contributions, pet projects. Yeah. One of the largest financial frauds in history. Be safe. Be sane, my friends. Be happy. For goodness sake, this is the way. Send us home, Guinness.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.